day, boys and girls. This is The Trending Show. And now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Thank you very much. I'm Mike Quackenbush, host of The Trending Show, your weekly roundup of the hottest trending topics on the internet. In the past, this show was hosted by a pair of newlyweds, Clayton and Natalie. So if you just read an outdated show synopsis and wonder what the heck is wrong with this episode, let me update you. Clayton and Natalie hosted The Trending Show except when Natalie wasn't around, and then I would fill in. Then Clayton departed for his one-man off-Broadway show called Big Bucks, and I took over his co-hosting spot until Natalie got so sick of me she threw up her virtual arms in disgust and blocked me on Skype. And now it's just me. And you. And it's all made possible thanks to show sponsor Cobra Electronics. Oh yes, the industry leaders when it comes to driving safety technology like the iRadar Atom system are helping me keep the lights on here at The Trending Show. Visit them online at Cobra.com, won't you? You'll be glad you did. An array of award-winning technological innovations await you there. They make great gifts for you and maybe great gifts for someone else you might know as well. Cobra.com. The most talked about item of Monday was Seahawks. That's the name of a football team. Lots of traffic about Apple on Monday as well. Their fourth quarter earnings are down 2%, and I can feel myself dozing off just thinking about this. Battlefield 4 was hot as the video game got a patch on day one that improved its multiplayer functionality. It must have been popular as more than 100,000 people Googled it up. The game is available for consoles and PC. No version available yet for the Kindle. Olivia Wilde was a big trend, making her first public appearance since confirming her pregnant status. Anyone can do this easily on Facebook. Olivia Wilde, who is only known to me because of once being rumored for a role in the Avengers movie, has a remarkably square jaw. You could cut Velveeta with that thing. She's engaged to Jason Sudeikis of Saturday Night Live fame, and this will be the first baby either of them claim responsibility for. Monday was also a big day for Peter Guns, who appears on the show Love and Hip Hop New York. I learned this existed in the same paragraph that taught me of its spinoff, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So now I'm even further behind. GossipOnThis.com, which is not an invention of mine, took great care in explaining to the man, which in this case is me, that Peter Guns is one half of the musical duo Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. In case I mistook an ampersand for a treble clef, I guess. Ah, I see. He's the back half. The website offered this line. My heart is torn between these two amazing women, Peter Guns can be heard saying in the show's fourth season opener. There are four seasons of this already? Now I'm even further behind. The article was so revelatory and controversial, it was followed by zero comments from zero readers. However, the site then did recommend other articles to me based on my interest in the Love and Hip Hop Name of City franchise, and all the recommended articles were about Nicki Minaj. For a long time, I was really certain that Nicki Minaj was just a social media era iteration of RuPaul. Then I found out, no, Nicki Minaj is a female. Wikipedia says so. Could it be a prank? Maybe. Could she be the result of a lab experiment that crossbred a Gila monster and a camel? Maybe. These related articles called her a fashion icon and put forth that she might be the greatest female rapper of all time. This triggered a blitz on my frontal cortex by all the whammies from Press Your Luck. Particularly vexing is that whammy on the flying carpet with the turban, who takes not only my cash winnings, but also my extra spins. Now I am imagining a scarlet-colored Nicki Minaj whammy that symbolizes paranoid schizophrenia. I feel the core conflict of an emerging one-man off-Broadway show taking shape in my mind right now. The best thing about Tuesday was that I read a review left in iTunes for me by loyal trendy Chris Lariato, who said this, Mike does a terrific job. Try it. You will love it. Well, that's straight talk from an honest, hard-working, down-to-earth dude who has great taste in music, art, and wine. Chris Lariato, you can buy me an expensive dinner when I come to your town anytime. I'm serious about that. You can buy. Sound too good to be true? Well, outrageous fortune of that same variety could turn up in your life if you leave me a 5-star review in the iTunes store. Flattery will get you everywhere. Tuesday was National Cat Day, and I'm guessing I'm the last one to this party. Internet startup Uber, which is an on-demand car service, took National Leave Your Hairs All Over My Dark Shirt Day several steps beyond what I would have ever guessed imaginable. For a few select hours on Tuesday, Uber would deliver a kitten to you, which you could snuggle with for 15 minutes. As if that's not enough, the service included some cupcakes for you and possibly the cat. Though only available in New York, Seattle, and San Francisco for a very limited time, this became a huge internet meme on Tuesday, to the point that Uber could not service all the kitten calls they were getting. Each kitten and cupcake cuddle session cost $20, which Uber then donated to animal shelters in the host cities. For those of us that love cupcakes but hate cat hair, this is really a risk-versus-reward conundrum with little precedent to go on. Could I pay you $20 to just bring me two cupcakes, Uber? Now I am imagining a diabetic but aspiring crazy cat lady that morphs into a serial killer of Uber drivers in order to fill her house with cupcakes and companionship. With the kittens, she's soft and caring, but as the next car rolls up, she brushes the buttercream frosting from her mustache and lies in wait with an ether-soaked rag and cracked tin of Meow Mix. An ominous narration is delivered by Peter Tomarkin. A follow-up on a previous trending note, the Jonas Brothers announced on Tuesday that they have officially broken up. This marks the end of the most groundbreaking and adventurous musical act of the last decade, said no one. Google Trends reported just two items for all of Wednesday, which is odd. Some days I have as many as 20 items that I have to read up on before discarding all the sports stories. I do have certain rules about what gets covered here on the trending show, and one of them is this. I will not do stories if the central figure has a name I cannot pronounce. This is true of the man married to actress Kerry Washington. Nnamdi Asomugha. Asomugha. Yeah, I don't know. Equally searched Wednesday was Allen Iverson. Now that's a name I can pronounce. But I already did some in-depth investigative journalism earlier on the Seahawks, and I only do two sports bits per episode when there is a facetious way for me to pretend connect sports figures to characters from comic books that I grew up reading. Thursday was Halloween everywhere, but it was even cooler if you live in Boston, because the Red Sox won the whoop. I'm over the limit. 500,000 people searched the exact term last-minute Halloween costume on Thursday, most likely because they are bad parents. CNN came to the rescue for the first time ever with these ideas that I will read direct from their site. Race car driver, decorate an everyday tracksuit with a few strips of tape. Strawberry, start with a ripe red shirt and a pair of matching leggings. Complete the fruity look with a stem made from felt and pipe cleaners. Lamb, to create a fleece as white as snow, you'll need to dip into the cotton ball stash. Attention all people over the age of 5 with internet access. CNN.com is apparently now hiring writers for web content. Tara Lynn was also hot on Thursday. She made the cover of the Spanish version of Elle magazine. The surge of interest in this otherwise unremarkable topic is that some sources consider Tara Lynn to be a plus-size model, which is a fashion industry euphemism for females that aren't wafer-thin. Oh, I'm thinking about an Andes mint right now. Curse you, Monty Python and the Meaning of Life. This was covered by the Iberian Times, which is the leading news source on my least favorite peninsula. They presented photos of Tara Lynn alongside lines like, "The success of the real woman," and "Embracing full-figured women." Hey, let's have some girl talk right now. It's crazy the way trash media impacts the self-image of women, and it must be especially damaging to developing minds of teenagers and young women who are constantly confronted with ever-narrowing, unrealistic, unattainable, and over-airbrushed depictions of what beauty really is. Beauty is not a size or shape. It's not minus size or plus size. It's not dominated by a certain age group or by a skin tone. Beauty is not partial-figured or full-figured. These categories have outlived their novelty. And I would be all for seeing more realistic depictions of female beauty on the covers of best-selling and widely circulated magazines like Elle, Vanity Fair, and Lufa Lovers Quarterly. But this show is nothing, if not honest, except in the segments filled with lies. Tara Lynn kinda has a man face. Got any photos of her smiling, maybe? I know smiles are hard to come by in Spain and Portugal, but she's from Seattle. Try photographing her over here, I'm thinking. Google Glass was trending because a female driver was pulled over and ticketed near San Diego, California. Google Glass, which has accomplished the near impossible feat of making people with Bluetooth headsets seem cool in comparison, is a gawky, stupid accessory that is worn only by the hopelessly detached from reality and by Google test subjects. The driver turned to Facebook, where she posted the citation given her by a member of the California Highway Patrol that cited her for driving while distracted. Now I am imagining a TV pilot where a bunch of Google employees become soldiers of fortune using Google Glass to help those that are spammed by mailing lists they didn't subscribe to and trolled by vacuous wastoids on Twitter. But working outside the legal system draws them into conflict with two no-nonsense but fairly laid-back motorcycle cops that go by the book and only buy Apple products. Stars Rex Smith as Street View Hawkins and Benedict Cumberbatch as Mac Book Pro. Our awesome show sponsors, Cobra Electronics, just relaunched their website. It's got a brand new look, it's been totally streamlined, and it's never been easier to use. Head over to Cobra.com right now and check out the products section. We're going to find an array of dash cams and professional navigation, CB radios to detection systems. It's a great time also to save big on some of those detection systems, which are state-of-the-art. You know it must be the case, because not only are they used by professional drivers, they're used by the military as well. Head over and check out great detection systems like the Cobra iRadar Atom system and all the other ones, many of which are on sale right now, and make great gifts for the holidays, my friends. Do me a solid. Go over and show some love to our great and long-standing show sponsors, Cobra.com. We can't keep delivering the trending show if Cobra gives us the boot. Cobra.com awaits you now. The week rounded out with lots of interest in the movie Ender's Game, based on the 80s sci-fi novels of the same name. The movie seems to hinge on that least credible movie premise. The planet is in trouble and can only be saved by an extraordinary kid. Even when I was a kid, I did not ever believe in movies like this. Let's put this into DC terms, okay? When Darkseid and all the parademons and the legions of Apocalypse show up on Earth, you know who isn't the guy turning the tide of the full-scale planetary invasion? Robin the Boy Wonder. Let Robin take care of the Penguin and his trick umbrella. But when the invasion force comes, better to send Superman and all the Green Lanterns and some extra heroes the editors want killed off. Something about Ender's Game disagrees with the movie-going public as well. At press time, which is whatever time I get around to recording this, it has grossed just $12 million worldwide against its budget of $110 million. This, my friends, is the precise definition of a flop. This movie has been in development for over 15 years. How is it that in the last 15 years or so, no one said to the producers, I'm just not buying a 10-year-old kid saving the planet from an alien invasion. Hey, could we get the rights to the Green Lantern Corps to spice this up a bit? Far sadder news on Friday was the LAX shooting as a 23-year-old man opened fire at the Los Angeles airport, killing a TSA agent, before being taken down with four shots himself. The gunman remains in critical condition. Put the gunman in a cage forever. My views on this are covered in grander detail in last week's episode. I don't like covering things like this or even extending the tiniest bit of notoriety to goons like this gunman. They are society's trolls, and you don't feed them. You do not feed the trolls. I dislike the TSA far more than most. I'd go so far as to say they are among my top 50 least favorite government agencies. But Gerardo Hernandez is not the TSA. He was just a guy doing his miserable job. If we went around killing everyone who had a miserable job that we disagreed with, life would play like Grand Theft Auto Planet Earth. That's not a real society. That's not a place I would want to live. LAX shooter jerk, I get that you don't trust the government. Nobody should. I get that you think the TSA is out to get you. I do too. This is not valid motive to kill a man and injure three others. But it should land you in a cage forever, where your family can come and visit when they want, but other than that, eating, breathing, and going potty is all you should be able to do for the rest of your wretched life. Lastly, daylight savings time was searched up by tons of people. When it ends, we set our clocks back an hour and reclaim an hour of time that had been devoured by entropy. This, like time zones, makes absolutely no sense to me. The more I think about it, the less sense it makes. I read this fascinating fact, though, while preparing this piece. Quote, daylight savings time changed in 2007 for the first time in more than 20 years. The new changes were enacted by the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which extended the length of daylight savings time in the interest of reducing energy consumption. The new rules increased the duration of daylight savings time by about a month. It will now be in effect for 238 days, or about 65% of the year, although Congress retained the right to revert to the prior law should the change prove unpopular or if energy savings are not significant. So if you are wondering exactly who has the power to bend time to their will, it's Congress. Now I'm imagining Ted Cruz inside a 1960s-style London police box where he's saved all these hours and energy thanks to the Energy Policy Act of 2005 and strategically returns the 21 hours and 19 minutes he spent talking on the Senate floor to the American people that he stole it from at choice events such that he can put right what once went wrong. Once this wrong has been righted and the time has been restored to the process of agreeing on a budget instead of indulging his diarrhea of the mouth, he is replaced by Tom Baker and an odd-colored scarf. Oh, boy. The trending show is not over until I ask this of you. All through November, I am campaigning for more listeners. Here's how you can help. Recommend the trending show to an online buddy of yours. Tweet at them. Facebook them. Snapchat them, whatever that is. Tell them to try the trending show, and thank you for being my friend. Thanks to Cobra Electronics, this week's sponsor. And I expect that if even one of you watched an episode of Street Hawk as a result of my earlier allusion that Rex Smith's career owes me lunch. And not like a mall food court lunch or a Panera Bread lunch. I mean a real lunch, like Olive Garden. And I'm having dessert. Expect a Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe in the coming days. Hey, we just put out our 250th episode. That's madness. And then I will return to you again in about a week with more of What is Trending. Adios, amigos.